You're back listening, or we're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR. And we are really excited to be joined by left-wing legendary musician Les Thomas. Welcome, Les, are you there?
Good morning, Chloe. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're also here with, it's our pleasure, you're here with Zane and also Jacob.
Hey, Zane and Jacob.
we're just trying to adjust the mics in the studio.
Not everybody's
studio.
On the mic.
Tweaking the panel. We've got a few hot carts here.
Yes.
Trying to yeah. Ride the pots.
Now, Les, we are really excited to talk about your upcoming launch, the Firing Line single launch and Palestine Solidarity event with Kavisha Mazzella on August 31st. Can you please tell us more about this?
Yeah, so basically we know the horrors that are being perpetrated by Israel in Gaza, the death and starvation. Things reached a point where I basically had to address this through what I do in terms of songwriting, and I've kind of wrestled with how to do that in the best way I can that can be impactful, because I think it's easy to write like 300 songs about everything that's harrowing, but I'm trying to actually, you know, be effective with my work, and I've written a song called The Firing Line, which is actually a universal anthem against genocide, the kind we're seeing in Gaza, and it can apply, you know, to anywhere, really, where similar atrocities happen. I guess if I'm going to put out a single, it was also worth doing a launch. Importantly for me, I'm connected to my community, to people on the ground who are fighting for change and so on. So I've been involved in previous gigs with the wonderful Kavisha Mazzella, especially in support of asylum seeker justice over the years. So, yeah, I'm really thrilled that she can join me to help launch this song on the 31st of August. The song is going to come out on the 18th of August. And, hopefully it'll get through to people. I'm hoping actually it'll get through to people outside of our immediate circles who are already active and doing, you know, nonstop work. So, yeah, I think, I've always felt it important for artists to reflect the times they're living in, do what we can. And, I'm hoping that the 31st of August will be, you know, a crowded room at the Curtin Hotel, which is an important place in terms of trade union history in Australia. And we'll raise as much money as we can to directly support the people who need it in Gaza for food relief.
Les, we spoke a while back with Tracksuit from The Herd about their song Soul of My Soul, and Tracksuit told us a bit about the approach there, because you're trying to write about something with such, like, the gravity of genocide. There's a risk that you can wallow in grief and horror or wallow in rage, but then there's also a risk to kind of go the other way into sort of toxic positivity or just talking about hope and glossing over the horror. I'm interested to hear a bit more about how you tried to wrap your head around that and come up with, write a song that it's such a heavy topic, and it's so, as you say, there's so many tangents you could go on as well.
Yeah, so I totally hear what you're saying, especially regarding glossing over and things like that. I think that there's no denying the realities. I mean, most of us wake up to see that horror via our phones, seeing, you know, children blown apart and the most graphic of scenes. So it's a matter of, we live in a fairly, most of us, I would say, in Australia, have been sheltered from the immediate effects of war and devastation. We have a second-hand experience by way of the media. A lot of that media, or as in all of the mainstream media, give us a very filtered concept of what's going on, that it's quite distorted, I'd argue. So, yeah, I suppose the challenge is, how do you communicate what's going on an emotional as well as a moral and political level? And I think people, when they hear something that rings true to them, will respond to that. I think people know when they're being lied to, or when they're only given half of the story. So with a lot of songs that, I think a lot of the best political songs will humanise their subject by making it about, you know, a person telling their story and whatnot. This song is the kind that I think presents the situation and invites questions as well, because, you know, we need to ask, who are you going to answer to, you know, when the light of justice tends you, what would you tell your own child? You know, I think those questions, for those of us who live in much more sheltered or privileged settings, are very important when we're facing the moral test of our time. Yeah, I think there needs to be space in songs or written work for people to bring their experience and exercise their own minds around these questions, because there are a lot of people, as we know, whose minds are already totally made up. There are a lot of people who feel uncomfortable and uncertain about how to approach these things. But I think that, yeah, if people have an opportunity to see a reality or ask a question of themselves, you know, it's important for people, especially as adults in a very complicated world where there's a lot of, you know, totally inexplicable horror going on, that they need to be able to arrive at a point of, you know, confidence in where they stand politically and morally, and therefore taking action about it. And this song is actually a call to action. You know, it's not just saying, this is a terrible thing, you know, what a shame. It is a matter of, we all have power and we should exercise that power.
Yeah, and I think we should also just remind listeners and mention the successful relocation of the launch venue to the Curtain, after the last venue cancelled on you, Les. So I just want listeners to not go to the wrong place. And that's, you know, this is happening to quite a few artists out there that are standing up for human rights issues. And, yeah, particularly with what's happening in Palestine right now, that it was pretty disappointing that the Wesley Anne cancelled the launch and fundraiser. But yeah, as listeners should know, that Les Thomas and Kavisha Masella are going to be playing at the Curtain, which is great, so please head there on the 31st of August.
Yeah, thanks Chloe. I was shocked when I received the email from the Wesley Anne Thursday of last week. Because it's a venue where I've run Asylum Seeker Resource Centre fundraisers. I did my album launch there in 2023. I've been to gigs there with lots of Palestinian flags and fears and so forth. And I think sometimes it's easy to take for granted that we live in this progressive bubble of the Melbourne's inner north. Like, our event is very clearly humanitarian in nature. I believe it should be above, you know, mundane politics. But I think it's a good thing that the venue has apologised and they're talking about changing their policy to be more inclusive and welcoming to freedom of expression, because they actually really do need to be. And, you know, it's a little bit like going on strike for me. There was a response to the Wesleyan cancelling our launch and fundraiser that was overwhelming. You know, people were quite rightly outraged by that choice. And it did come down hard on them in the form of boycotts, in the form of bands pulling out, including Fem Wilson's band last Saturday night. You know, people cancelling their gigs left, right and centre. So it wasn't a coordinated campaign by any means, but people were acting on their consciences. And I think the venue were forced to really think hard about their approach and actually change policy. So, you know, as with a strike, if management backs down, if you actually earn an improvement, like, that's a win, right? So, in the meantime, it's great that the curtain came through. I think that, you know, as a institution, they understand the dimensions of this, and they are welcoming and supportive, and I really feel it's important that if we're doing these kinds of events, that it's in a place that it's fully behind it, right? So, yeah, we were never, ever going to give up. And after the cancellation, I was contacted by a good number of venues or alternative locations. So people really rallied around us and showed their solidarity in practical terms.
And listeners just tuning in, we are speaking with Les Thomas, a singer-songwriter and activist based here in NAM. And Les, we are coming to the end of our show, but I'm just reading off your Instagram here. Please join Les Thomas and Kavisha Mazzella for the launch of The Firing Line, a powerful anti-genocide anthem from Les Thomas, and an afternoon of soul-stirring music and solidarity. It's on Sunday, August the 31st, 3 p.m. at the Curtain, 29 Ligon Street in Carlton. And before we wrap up, was there anything else you wanted to let our listeners know, Les?
I'll just add, in addition to that, thanks, Chloe, that the fundraiser is conveniently after the rally and pretty close to where it usually winds up. So, yeah, if everybody wants to make their way over afterwards, that would be amazing. But, yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody who's been organising around this issue in particular, speaking or being in attendance at the rally is always humbling and moving, and brings home the stark realities. Obviously, you know, put your trust in what the media that do support humanity and oppose the war machine and so on. So, yeah, go Green Left, go every other source of media, including 3CR generally as a station. What we're doing is powerful. And we are in this together, so much solidarity and love to you all.
Word. Les is playing tomorrow at the protest out the front of ALP conference too, which thanks heaps for coming along to that, Les. That's staunch.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate your work and Songs of Resistance and Solidarity. Les Thomas is also joining us on the Green Left live stream Powering Rebellion on August 16th.